is really coming home in a really painful way.
Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee on Fox's America's Newsroom. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says the state's primary has been postponed from June 2nd to July 7th because of virus concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70. I think it's a dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Selma police arrested Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Police say 26-year-old Sean Payton Land is also charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Police say Land is in the Dallas County Jail on $36,000 bond. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and getting needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have at least one coronavirus case. And the Montgomery County EMA is doing its part to get needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Friends, you know, for over 40 years, Larry Puckett Chevrolet in Prattville has been taking care of people in this area when it comes to car buying. And you know, in these uncharted waters that we're into today, Larry Puckett stands strong. They're there for you now. If you've been thinking about buying a new car or truck and you've been sheltered in the house and can't get out, look us up online at LarryPuckett.com. Pick one out, then give us a call at 285-9300, and we'll bring it to you. You can test drive it when we get it to the house. Larry Puckett Chevrolet's been there in the good times, and we're there in the tough times. Not going to be long, you're going to be getting some of that stimulus money in the mail. This is a great time to take some of that and use it as a down payment on a brand new Chevy from Larry Puckett Chevrolet. Some of the vehicles you can buy at Larry Puckett today, you can get 0% financing for up to 84 months. And some of them you won't have to make any payments for 120 days. Larry Puckett also's got a huge supply of pre-owned cars and trucks. You ain't got to come to us. We'll come to you. LarryPuckett.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately The world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. Remember, tomorrow is Monday, Thursday. We'll have Father Andrew Rao in. It's the time of Passover in the Christian calendar. Passover actually starts today in the Jewish calendar, and it's when the Last Supper was done, setting up for Good Friday, and we'll be doing our Good Friday last hour. Reminder that Squeak Creek Farm Market has $25 on their largest Boston buds that he's seen come through there. They're huge. They have two slabs of rib, baby back, St. Louis style ribs, two for $25. That's a bargain. That's $12.50 each. The slab of ribs is normally $18. They have strawberries there. They have the half chicken, two for $10. Go down to Squeak Creek Farm Market. They've got them now. If you're going to pick it up, you want to do it this weekend, call 280-FARM, 280-FARM, order it, and tell them what time you want to pick it up. Let's go to the phones to Patient Gordon. Gordon, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan?
Hey, Gordon.
Yeah, this is Gordon. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing great, Gordon.
That's good. You got a good show today.
Well, thank you.
Have a good show every day. Listen, by Sanders dropping out, does a Democrat have to take Biden? Can they put somebody else on the other side of Biden? To run for president?
They could. The way the delegate process works for the Democrats also works for the Republicans the same way. They still have to carry on the vote, and then those delegates are pledged to Biden, and then they do the nomination, and in the first ballot, he wins. Now, if something happened to him, and they did an undeclared delegate, and he didn't have enough delegates to win, then they could put somebody else in.
They may put somebody else in. Did you say?
I said if under the circumstances that I explained, they could put somebody else in.
Oh, they could. Well, you know who that somebody else might be, don't you?
Joey Clark.
God, no.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Oh, hell, mercy. But anyway, I'm enjoying your show real good. I'm sitting hell of a back porch drinking ice water.
Thanks.
I hear these people calling in, drinking this other stuff. What do they do?
You got me.
All right, then.
Thanks, Gordon.
Dan, put me in for the drawing.
Month and day of birth?
1/22.
You got it.
Thank you, Dan. Good to see you.
Good talking to you. Let's see, I got all confused. Let's do Dr. Oz here, talking about the hydroxychloroquine. A large amount has been made available by whom? Donald J. Trump.
Dr. Oz has been filling us in on the promise, perhaps, of hydroxychloroquine. And last night, that topic came up when Sean Hannity asked the president about it. Here's his response on how many doses we've got in the stockpile.
Well, it's been taken for malaria for many years and very effective. It's a powerful medicine. It's a powerful drug. But it's a drug that for malaria, for lupus, for those two things in particular, we're in great shape from the medicine standpoint. And by the way, the hydroxychloroquine, we have millions of doses that I bought. I bought millions of doses, you know, for the country. We have more than 29 million doses, and that's a lot.
That is a lot, Dr. Oz, but right now it has not been proven as an effective treatment. I know there are trials underway. People look to you every day to get an update on it. What's the latest?
The latest is we're still waiting for some of the U.S. trials to give us some early indications of effectiveness. There is a general belief that it's more impactful if you give it early in the course of the illness. This is based on data from France and from China. You're absolutely right. We don't have a large U.S. Clinical trial, but there was a published randomized trial from China. There were two. One was positive, one was negative. In France, they use it routinely in Marseille, where a very famous infectious disease specialist believes it's the way to go. He just shared with me 2 days ago his first 1,000 cases. But one thing is becoming clear. It doesn't seem to be a dangerous drug. Across the board, when used in different trials, doesn't have significant side effects. The major rheumatology groups, I don't think, have an issue with it. I'd love to hear from more rheumatologists, but they use it routinely for lupus. But the president's note is very important for two reasons. First, one of the concerns about prescribing this medication was you would take away a very important medication that we know lupus patients and rheumatoid arthritis patients benefit from. If we have 29 more a million more doses in the national stockpile, that means those patients don't have to suffer. So there's not a negative if the COVID-19 patients begin use it for the treatment or prevention. And interestingly, that prevention idea is being examined. We've been talking about Brian's idea of looking across insurance reports and seeing if patients with lupus on hydroxychloroquine are actually avoiding COVID-19. That work is still ongoing with different partners. Medicare is on board. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is on board. So we're going to get the data, use big American technology with deep analytics to answer a question in a 21st century way. So having enough doses is critical. Otherwise, what's the point of showing that it could help?
I'm with Dr. Oz on that, but it's great that they're getting this all kind of lined up. I think this is going to bite the naysayers big time. So there are people that are already taking this for their COVID-19. Listen in.
Yesterday you were on with us and you said that so far you hadn't heard of anyone that was taking it consistently and got coronavirus. But then yesterday you said, if you are, send me an email, find a way to get in touch with me, write it on my social media because I want to talk to you. Did you hear any responses?
We had one tweet from one person saying she thought she had COVID-19. I'm following up with her. Again, one more time, if you have had COVID-19 and you have lupus on this medication, hydroxychloroquine, which most of the 300,000 patients who have it are on it, please reach out to me, droz.com. I just want to understand if you've actually had the illness and why it happened. It might be that it reduces the incidence. It might reduce the symptoms of it. We're not sure, or maybe no impact at all. We'll call it the kill meat hypothesis. But if it's out there and it's real, let's learn from that, and that'll indicate what kind of research we should do. Independent of that, there are clinical trials going on at my hospital, New York Presbyterian Columbia, and at the University of Minnesota to see if this medication works for prophylaxis. These are blinded, randomized trials. It just takes a while to get data back.
Let's go to the phones and let's go to Robert. Robert, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm great. And you?
Dan, I got a friend of mine. He's stuck in a quagmire. I know Alabama's a right to high state to release it any time. But what happened
well,
was...
Well, we're a right to work state, but go ahead.
Right. What happened was, I'm not going to call the company name, but Friday he went into the bathroom and there was a truck driver in there coughing and spitting up in the sink and spitting up blood. So he went out and told someone in the plant that he sent somebody to clean it up. And since Friday they laid him off, they told him he can come back tomorrow.
With your friend that Saw somebody in the bathroom?
Yeah, he saw someone that didn't work there, that he was a delivery guy. And the guy was coughing in the sink and throwing up blood. So he went in and explained it to the cleanup man that they need to go in there and clean up the bathroom because his truck driver's in there spitting up blood and coughing. And it made him look like a they just made him like he done scared the whole plant, and they accused him of different things. They called the truck driving company, and the company said the truck driver has no symptoms of what this guy said he saw. And he's feeling the pressure from the company for even blowing the whistle.
Okay, so they called the truck driver's company,
right,
and they said he didn't show any of those signs.
Right.
Okay, so how would you like for me to help?
I just want to know what. This is an incident. He had no problems on the job since then, and all of a sudden now he's fearing his job because there seems like some reprisals against him for even mentioning it. So what he should do is just continue to go, when they go back to work tomorrow, just continue to do his work, make sure he don't do anything that causes him his job. And if they release him on that basis, then he might have to take code action.
Yeah, that.
And I think I told him he did the right thing. He ain't but 22 years old. I told him, young man, you did the right thing. I said, I don't care what.
As long as he is right, I mean, if the truck driving company, the truck driver's company, said that he didn't have that problem, and
right,
he did have that problem, the truck driving company has got a real issue, and that's like up at a Julian McPhillips level.
Right. So I'm just mentioning this once again, young people, if y'all see something, don't be afraid to mention it.
Yeah, now remember, that didn't mean that it had to be COVID-19. He could have had TB.
Yeah, he could have. Right. But I'm just saying that I told him he did the right thing. I don't care what they do to him. I told him he did the right thing.
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah. All right, y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this. Now I can see love taking her toll on me. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I paid the devil to replace her. She's gone. She's gone.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you, an agent who is engaged from start to finish, one with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcast. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Great song, Joey.
And the sun shines on the bay. Ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city. Oh, 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 oh.
It's one of the few live presentations of the song that's really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
He gets so into that song. Man, remember driving out to California listening to that. Let's stay with Dr. Oz here. Why are men more at risk than others?
Men are seen to be dying at a higher rate than women in this. And then let's drill down. Why are African Americans paying more of a price than other backgrounds?
Well, the male-female difference was evident in China. Where there's a dramatic number of extra men than women getting the illness. It's roughly a 2-to-1 ratio. And that is not quite that much in most of the world, but at least 60% of the deaths are in men, even though women get the illness just as often. So I thought it was because of social risk factors. Men smoke more in China. They have more bad habits. They don't go to the doctor as early. But turns out those aren't explaining this difference. It's too big of a difference. So we think it's because of hormones. Obviously, women have more estrogen that may provide a benefit in the immune system to be able to defend them, either dealing with the virus or dealing with the complications of the virus. And of course, that extra X chromosome that women have. Remember, the Y chromosome in men is really a dysfunctional chromosome compared to the X. But that extra X chromosome has a lot of immune function, and it may make the female's immune system that much more resilient. That's why women have more autoimmune disorders than men do. But in this case, it may cost the men their lives. With regard to minority populations, I think a lot of it comes down to risk factors. African Americans have more hypertension. We know people with high blood pressure have more of the receptors for this virus. So the virus gets into the body more readily. And a lot of the deaths are actually from the heart, from complications related to cardiovascular disease, which is more prevalent on average in not just African Americans, but Latino populations as well.
I like how methodical he is. And that's the great thing about a doctor that's not trying to push a particular thing. He just giving the facts. Now, he's a heart surgeon, and there's one underlying issue on COVID-19, and that's heart issues. And this is interesting.
Dr. Russ, we have known for a number of weeks that one of the worries is when you develop a COVID-19, then you wind up with pneumonia, and then you wind up in the hospital, and bad things can happen sometimes. But in addition to lung damage, there's that, and you kind of touched on it just a moment ago, there's some sort of mysterious heart damage impacting a lot of people, right? And you should know, you're a cardiologist.
This is my specialty. I'm a heart surgeon. You know, the problems with the blood vessels closing off, leading to heart attacks, and that sort of vascular collapse, that's called cytokine storm, and that is a well-recognized complication. A lot of these patients are dying from problems, even when their virus is not a big problem, because their body is overreacting to the virus. There's a civil war going on. But independent of all that, you pointed out a very important principle. The heart muscle itself is being attacked in probably 20% of these patients. And so there's a, and people are hospitalized and are sick. And so the cardiomyopathy that occurs, the inability of the muscle to squeeze normal, is different from all the other things we've been talking about. And we didn't know that was even happening till, I mean, I didn't think about it till last week. And now it's becoming more and more evident as a chronic issue. This virus is a chameleon. It presents in many different ways. For example, a lot of people have intestinal problems, and that's their only problem. A lot of people only lose their sense of taste and smell. And other folks have fever, cough, and the more classic things. This heart thing is a newfound, a new, newly observed reality, but it's something we have to be cautious about because it complicates the management of the lungs.
The by the way, and we're going to kind of get into this in another part, is that there are a lot of people who are not going to the doctor and they're having problems. I had a interesting conversation, as you have I told you before. I will do new patients going into MD Anderson that had the same, that has have the same cancer I did. And when I was talking to the lady and I asked, how's it going and this kind of stuff and how are you coping with it, their referrals to MD Anderson are way, way, way down. And as she pointed out, it's not like cancer all of a sudden went away during this time frame, but they have seen a remarkable drop of people that are being referred to MD Anderson. And here's what I know about cancer, about health, and about your welfare, well-being, is that the people who die of cancer are people that don't do something about it early. They ignore the signs, they don't get it looked at, and things like that. I think what's happening now, based on what this lady is saying, that people are not going to the doctors and getting an issue that they may have looked at. And what happens is they get either misdiagnosed or they don't get diagnosed, and that cancer starts multiplying. 5 weeks, 6 weeks go by, and this stuff can get away from you. So if you have any kind of problems, what you need to do, whether it's heart, whether it's just something unusual, you need to go get it checked out. I noticed that a couple of the folks that died in New York, one was scheduled for a heart, a maintenance heart thing where they were going to change his pacemaker out. Didn't do it because it was considered elective surgery, and he died of heart issues. And what happened is he had a he had fluid on his lungs and his heart started to build up, and he didn't do anything about it. He basically suffocated from edema. So if you have any problems that are out there, do not go to the doctor, Gritz. Do not go to the doctor. Get it looked at, because the point that you have the problem and the point that someone's treating the problem, that is called the curative line, and you want that to be as short and as direct as possible. You want a problem, doctor to see it, doctor to treat it, and be on the curative part versus palliative, that the problem is too far gone, they can't do anything. That's what happens in cancer. It's the earlier you get it, the more likely you are to survive. News on 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And the sun shines on the bed. Ooh, I wanna be there, yeah, in my city. Oh, 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 oh.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region, United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. Regular business hours still in effect, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, we always have been and always will be committed to our local communities because we're here to help others. So in this time of need, your local Ace remains open. And since we're in your neighborhood, we can deliver almost anything you need. So shop in store or online for the home or yard products you're looking for and choose from top brands like Steel, Ego, Toro, and Scott's. Then you can pick up in store, curbside, or we'll deliver your order right to your door. Help is just around the block. See acehardware.com for details.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. Campaign over for Bernie Sanders.
I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful.
The suspension of Senator Sanders' presidential campaign makes Joe Biden the presumptive Democratic nominee. A statement from President Trump's campaign says in part, Biden represents the old, tired way. Coronavirus cases in Michigan are nearing 19,000.
On Monday, I lost two friends on that same day that I've known for over 40 years. So I think for many of us, this is really coming home in a really painful way.
Michigan Congressman Dan Kildee on Fox's America's Newsroom. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says the state's primary has been postponed from June 2nd to July 7th because of virus concerns. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70, I think, to dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Joey, do you know who refuses to show up at my house?
Who?
Mosquitoes.
Oh, I like it.
Because I got mosquitoes here. So I'm out there and I did that Mose thing I was telling the folks about. And I had the second part of it yesterday. Man, I tell you, that for $8.90, that is the best deal going. I mean, you cannot beat that. So I'm out there, I got my Corona, I've got my guacamole, got my queso, got my earmuffs from Mose. And having a nice conversation, no mosquitoes, none. Fountains going on in the background for where Fagan posed to get my pool going. It was spectacular. I tell you, favorite room in my house, as you know, is my deck. Love that place. Be there today, matter of fact, this afternoon with Benji Boy. And it is so pleasant. The other benefit is it gets rid of fleas and ticks, too. So that's Benji goes, I'm liking this, baby. Taking care of me outside and inside. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend, James Cole. James, how are you?
Good afternoon, Dan.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm great. Long time no see.
I just came from the Waterworks Board to make my water bill payment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to step over some gloves that somebody took off and threw on the ground.
Don't you hate that?
It just irks me to no end. My neighbor down the street from my house is having to pick up face masks that people have thrown out the windows.
Why do they do that?
Lack of home training.
There you go. I mean, I'm shocked. It's like walking to the grocery store, all the times I've been going, I've yet not to see a mask on the floor, on the ground.
Well, you know, that's the real thing that I think is the issue, is the lack of the home training that a lot of people have. And if they had that training, maybe they'd have some more damn common sense.
You know, all they would have to, particularly at the grocery store, all they have to do is walk a little bit further and you'll see a garbage can and put it in there.
Thank you.
James.
That's just like at the Waterworks, there was a garbage can right there beside it. But they had to throw them on the ground. They couldn't touch the garbage can, I guess.
You know, the other thing that really drives me crazy is when somebody pulls up to a stoplight and they open the door and they throw out their garbage right there.
Yep.
I hate that. I hate that.
Y'all drink a Corona for me.
You got it, James. You know.
Severe thunderstorm watch number 88, effective until 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Alabama: Autauga, Bullock, Butler, Chilton, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, Pike, Tallapoosa, and Wilcox. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, severe thunderstorm watch number 88 has been issued from 2:40 p.m. Central Daylight Time until 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama: Autauga, Bullock, Butler, Chilton, Coosa, Crenshaw, Dallas, Elmore, Lowndes, Macon, Montgomery, Pike, Tallapoosa, and Wilcox.
Reason you could probably differentiate them along those lines. And sometimes you will never know. But remember, a quarter to a half of all people who have COVID-19 have no symptoms. So you may actually have had the illness, but not had any symptoms from it. And those are truly your allergy symptoms.
Okay, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine going to the grocery store and buying 2 weeks worth of groceries?
I suppose if I had to. It's not usually my style.
I'm so wired to what I want, I go into the grocery store and go get.
Right.
And then I go home and I consume it.
Right.
Occasionally, I may go buy, because they have some sale that I go buy when I'm there for something else.
I'll buy for the weekend occasionally.
Yeah, I might get 2-3 meals ready. Right. Normally, it's just a walk in and get what I want and walk out. I cannot imagine buying a week's worth of anything, 2 weeks worth of anything. What would my cart look like? First of all, where would I put it? Benji would be putting up groceries for the rest of the day. Take a little bite, put it up in the shelf, take another bite, put it back up in the shelf. And I see people doing that. I see people at the grocery store, and they have got a cart full. And I've never seen that. I've seen it occasionally. But, I mean, we used to go shopping for the week when we had two kids.
Yeah, my mom would do that, too, but I've never done that for myself, really.
But times, they are changing. I just don't think they're married couples like they were when with young kids doing what we did, for example. Because we didn't want to go out, and we just get it all done in one shot. Okay, so now he's let me ask a question about an airline pilot, which I thought was kind of interesting. And social distancing.
My husband's a major airline pilot, still flying most days. He comes in contact with many people. What precautions should we take each time he comes home?
Well, ideally, he's social distancing. And let me just define that. That's no closer than 6 feet for no longer than 10 minutes. So 6 feet, 10 minutes, that's social distancing. Now, obviously, flying in the cockpit, there's someone else with him, I hope. So he's not social distancing from them because there's not room. So you're going to have to practice social distancing at home if you've got risk factors. If you don't have risk factors, if you're young and healthy without issues, then you probably have to just assume you may get it when he gets it and live your lives, which for most people is unfortunately how it's going to go. But this is a critical question because when we open up the doors again, hopefully on May 1st, America starts living, we're going to have a containment strategy. We cannot just shut down again every time one person gets ill. So this is a scenario where your husband may get ill. We're going to be able to help you not get sick so that you can continue to take care of the family, even when he's down for a couple days, and then vice versa.
Vice versa. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Ken.
Man, I wish I could get out of the grocery store with just one car on a normal basis.
Really? So how many people are you buying for?
Seven.
Yeah.
Now, recently, my oldest two, they're 21. One's in the Air Force, one's in college. They're out of the house now, so there's only five still. But we would go to Costco once a month and, you know, fill up two buggies easily. And that's just normal for us. But, like, one thing to keep in mind, and I wish everybody would kind of think about this as well, we're like shopping for our next door neighbor who's really elderly. She doesn't want to get out, so we've been buying her groceries as well. And I know a lot of people who are buying for multiple families, elderly and shut-in, to help keep people from having to go out right now.
Yeah, so people are doing that in my church.
It's not just a buggy for them. Mm. Yeah, it's not just a buggy for us. Our full buggy is for actually two families, you know?
Yeah, if you have five people in your household, absolutely. I was just saying, I was talking to Joey's single person, me single, and I just couldn't imagine buying a week's worth of groceries. But if you have a family, because it makes sense to do it all at one time and have your meals very regimented. That's why I said when I had two kids at home, that's what we used to do.
Yeah. But just to let everybody know, think about the people who are filling the buggies. Don't assume it's for them. You know, we have a whole outreach at church of people shopping for others.
Yeah.
So they don't have to get out. It's something to think about.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't criticize you. I was just saying I couldn't imagine doing that.
Oh, no, not you, but I've seen a lot on Facebook. People are complaining about people filling shopping carts and stuff.
No, that and you're right. Church, my church is doing that. Ken, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a good one. Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys, want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Mayo Clinic director is going to be talking about new plasma trials that they are doing. This is one of the most promising things that is out there.
And a brand new trial started this week that's focusing specifically on treating some of the more severe and life-threatening COVID-19 cases. The Mayo Clinic is using plasma from patients who've already recovered from the virus and then giving it to those who desperately need it. Joining me now is Dr. Bill Morris, is the president of Mayo Clinic Labs. Dr. Morris, how is plasma from recovered patients going to help? That's kind of the old school way of doing things, is it not?
The plasma, yeah, it is essentially, it is a standard of care that's been around for a long time in terms of taking plasma from someone that has recovered from an infection, in this case a viral infection, and using it to treat those who are suffering from the disease. And that's why in the laboratory we have been really focused not just on the molecular testing, which detects the presence of the virus itself, but the blood test for the antibodies, the so-called serologic test, so we can find people who have developed antibodies to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So number one, to identify healthcare workers who have been exposed that might potentially be immune so they can get back to work. Number two is to find people who could be potential plasma donors for this program that you're speaking of. And then last but not least, I think as we get vaccines and the next generation of therapies that you're kind of alluding to, we'll use these serologic tests to really find out if people are developing antibodies as we would expect, and therefore getting the immunity that you hope for from a vaccine trial.
Now, a problem that they are now finding out is that as they look at these immunity, the immunity that someone has, there are people who they're testing and they're finding out that they had it, but the amount of immunities that are there in their system are very low, and they think, well, they get exposed to it, they may have had a light asymptomatic reaction to it, but it doesn't mean that they can't get it again. That's the only negative that's happening out of this. So this director for Mayo Clinic, obviously big time, he explains a new plasma therapy.
I was talking to a doctor in an epidemiologist in Basel, Switzerland over the weekend. This is what I do with my weekend time now, because there's a lot of time. And he said they had only started to work on three patients with this plasma treatment, and they're in the process of monitoring and collecting data and so forth. How long will this study take for all of us neophytes out there who don't really understand this process?
Well, this one of the things that's really been gratifying here at Mayo Clinic and really across healthcare in this country are the rapid collaborations that are really developing across this nation to deal with the COVID crisis. So in this instance, Mayo Clinic with Dr. Mike Joyner took a leading role really as a principal investigator to assemble a network across the country of places that can both identify patients have the antibodies and then serve as plasma donors. And we've worked in close collaboration, he has in particular and his colleagues, with the FDA to make sure that we can get emergency use or compassionate use of the sera to treat patients. And so we're quite prepared actually. And luckily in this country, we have a very safe blood supply. We have a really reliable blood collection network, both in hospitals as well as in the Red Cross. So we'll be able to safely get the plasma and make it available, we hope, quite soon, actually.
You know, that's one thing that we do as a country have. We have a remarkably stable blood supply. We're not scared of our blood like some places are. And it's because of all the testing we do. Even when HIV and you had the STD scares that were out there, we did a really good job controlling our blood supply and making sure there are adequate amounts. And we have so many people that are donating blood to try to help out because blood supplies are running low. But this guy is really good. I like very methodical people like this. Mayo Clinic Director is going to be talking about putting things off, exactly what I was talking about earlier. Listen to this.
Dr. Morris, before we let you go, just one final question. There are a lot of physicians in different specialties who've brought up the fact that there is care being put off or delayed either by the patient or, of course, by the provider saying, maybe you should put that off, or the patient saying, oh, I feel like it's something in my side. I'm worried about it, but I'm not going to go in. I don't want to get infected in a doctor's office or a hospital. How concerned are you about that extension of problems from this COVID?
Well, here at Mayo Clinic, we are really concerned, and really in all healthcare organizations, we want to keep our centers as loosely or as open as possible, I should say, so we can care for COVID patients and also prevent infection. But the flip side is if you're feeling sick, you need to contact your provider. We still are going to take care of people. We need to take care of people. We shouldn't be afraid to go to a healthcare center because you're experiencing symptoms, because we still need to care for those who really need it. Every healthcare center and hospital in this country is still prepared to deal with urgent and semi-urgent problems. And we're actually all designing systems that will keep people safe when they come to our hospitals, including here at Mayo. So that's one thing I would say for sure. Anyone out there, if you feel like you need to see a doctor, to contact your provider.
That is very, very important here, boys and girls. Do not go to the doctor's office. One of the smartest things that Baptist did is doing the COVID-19 stations around. That was a smart move, and it kept people out of doctor's offices, kept them out and away from the hospital. That was a smart move on Baptist's part. The new management team over there is doing a very good job, by the way. Let me go to Dr. Burks talking about the New York numbers. Let's hit this in real quick.
I want to start with the numbers, again here in New York, because there are now 730 more families who are mourning the loss of a loved one. Yet, despite that devastating number, there do appear signs in New York that the virus is slowing here, the spread of the virus is slowing. What is the data showing you all, and what does that mean for other states?
Well, thank you for recognizing the impact that this virus is having on families, on communities, on counties, and on states. And I think, really, when you work on pandemics, you have to always be conscious of the human beings behind each one of the numbers. And so we do track the numbers very carefully. We track the numbers because they're a reflection of what's happening to people in the community. And so we are beginning to see some flattening of the number of new cases per day in specific metro areas. Remember, we do this very granularly. We look at the county level. We triangulate testing data with case data, with hospitalizations, with ICU use, and certainly with the deaths that are occurring to really get a full picture of what's happening community by community.
She's a smart lady, very, very smart lady. I thought it was kind of funny that she had a child at home and her grandmother was taking care of the child while she was doing all this work, and the child's fever spiked up at 104. It turned out to be something different. But I thought it was interesting that she would expose her mother to the grandchild. Let's fit one more in here. Now, this is interesting, the way she's going to answer a question about the CDC guideline. Then she's going to be asked about the World Health Organization.
The CDC, we're hearing, is reportedly considering easing the guidelines for workers in critical jobs if they're asymptomatic. What can you tell us about that?
I think they're going to publish it today. It's a very important piece because it looks at degree of exposure and really making it clear that exposure occurs within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes. So really understanding where you shouldn't be within 6 feet of people right now, but if you're in a work situation where you have to be, there'll be a series of recommendations that if you had a significant exposure, what specifically to do, and if you've had a less exposure, what to do. And we really want to thank all of our critical frontline workers, the healthcare workers, but also the individuals driving the trucks and bringing food to grocery stores and making sure that we have the ability to have the essentials that we need every day.
I would imagine you don't want to step into this controversy that the president apparently has created where he's blasted the WHO. Does he have a point for blaming them for what he says for spreading the
Listen
virus? Does he have a point?
You know, the WHO can only react to the data it's given. And when you go back and look at the timeline, it wasn't until, I think, almost the middle of January that China reported that there was human-to-human transmission. We have to really investigate reporting and how the reports were received there. I think it did delay the ability to declare this a global pandemic and emergency. We can do all of that when we get through this as a global community to really understand how to do this better the next time.
Yep, dodge that bullet. Joey, thanks for